every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. And then there was two. Been a long season, fun season, fantastic season, exciting from start to finish. I mean, it has been. It's just that simple. So Nolan and I are pumped to be back for this week, excited for the show. Lots of main questions are obviously curtain call questions for this show, and I think it's relevant to this show. So we're excited to talk about it and bring it to you. Obviously, before we get there, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, spreading the message wherever you are out there listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Absolutely, as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan of this great game of baseball at any and every single level. Obviously, we mostly talk about the MLB. That's the main focus. But you all know that we do help you in any way we can, and you know where you can get in contact with us. That's on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Nolan, myself, will certainly reply. You've got our guarantee on it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's a promise, because we want you to navigate this baseball journey in any facet that you are a part of it to the best of your ability. And that's what we love doing. Anywhere and everywhere. So whoever you are, if you got a question, send it to us. Curtain call question, personal question, a thank you, whatever it is. We love getting it. We love receiving it. So thank you very much for being a part of the show. Servicemen and women, as always, thank you, thank you, thank you again for doing what you do every single day so all of us here in the nation can do what we do every day. And that's baseball. So again, thank you for letting us come into your listening audience once a week, twice a week, three times a week, whatever it is. And we hope we bring a bit of enjoyment to wherever you are around the world. And it's just a great, great feeling to be a part of it. So thank you again. Appreciate it. Like I said at the top, we're excited about it. Obviously, World Series is upon us in two nights, kicking off in Toronto. The Blue Jays, Dodgers, very interesting on a lot of details. We'll talk about the past. We got a couple of manager signings that we'll touch on tonight. But other than that, settle in, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because Nolan and myself are going to be right back here after the break. We're going to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Kohl's lowest prices of the season are here, and they're so good. You're going to wish you had enough hands for a second cart. Save on cozy tees for women, comfy jeans for boys, refreshed essentials for your home, and so much more. Because when prices are this low, self-control is overrated. Shop Kohl's lowest prices of the season and stock up now. Select styles. Offer ends October 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over 1 million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, Dirtbags, the fall classic is upon us. The weather's getting cooler. The days are shorter. Obviously, Los Angeles is one. Toronto's the other. I think you want to touch on a couple of things, Nolan, before we get going with that part of it. So I'll let you take the lead.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, free agency won't start for another couple of weeks here now. It starts 5 days after the World Series has ended. Probably going to be the last free agency.
Oh, you're going there
for a little bit of time. Anyways, I'm not going to touch on that. I'm going to jump into what's happened over the past week with a couple different manager hires. So obviously today it got finalized. Giants are hiring former Tennessee Volunteers baseball coach Tony Vitello as their next manager. He's the 40th manager in club history. Becomes the first person to jump from being a college baseball coach to an MLB skipper without any big league experience, is what it says. I guess that kind of surprised me. I honestly never even thought about that. Like, because I'm thinking about recent guys that have come out. Obviously, Murphy in Milwaukee there. Obviously, he was ASU for a long time, but then was under counsel and everything like that. So, I mean, yeah, I guess I never even thought about that one. But either way, Giants new manager. And then Kurt Suzuki, obviously, today kind of shocked, I think, most people, being named the officially named the Los Angeles Angels manager, signs a one-year deal. Don't even really know how to describe that. Just a trial by fire. Pujols, I'm astonished at the fact that they let Pujols out. I'm astonished at the fact that they were interviewing Torii Hunter and they didn't hire him. Like, and that's no disrespect to Kurt Suzuki. Kurt Suzuki, obviously, across the board, I guess the memo has been told to clubs, hey, you're only allowed to sign former catchers to be a manager. So I really don't get it, because honestly, I mean, none of them have managerial experience. So they're going in with all clean slates. Torii Hunter, obviously an Angels Twins legend. Borderline Hall of Fame player, obviously didn't get into the Hall of Fame, but I mean, still, he was a fantastic center field for my entire generation. People that are in the big leagues now either played with him or should know of him, considering he was of that generation just before them. So he would at least draw some names. Albert Pujols, obviously, like we said a week ago, I don't know how they let him out the door, let alone the fact that now he's going to be possibly signing with either the Baltimore Orioles or San Diego Padres. They're the two teams still in the running after Philadelphia announced that they're going to retain Rob Thompson. So, I mean, that's one to me that realistically one of those two guys, and especially since Pujols has some managerial experience down in the Dominican Republic, I don't need to touch on that too much. We talked about it last week, but both of those guys were living legends. Kurt Suzuki, no disrespect, he was a good MLB player, well-liked and everything like that. 2 years with the Angels organization, the least out of those guys. I get he's been in the special assistant role, but yeah, I just don't know if that's the rule across baseball now that you have to hire a former catcher to be your manager.
Yellow flag trending towards a red flag as soon as I hear you say 1 year. We talked about it. We touched on it last week. Pay attention to the offseason signings. Pay attention to what's happening this offseason, especially in the National League. I don't know what the American League's going to look like yet. But when I hear that 1 year, I'm sitting there thinking in my mind right now, sitting here, that Artie Moreno has probably told Perry Manasian, I'm not 100% sure which way I'm voting next year as an owner. That's immediately what goes into my mind. And probably talked to Suzuki about it as well. Like you said, he had a couple years with Manasian in the front office after retiring. And so, you know, maybe gave him a heads up. Look, we'll retain you when it's all said and done. But right now, let's worry about 1 year, because I don't know what next year is going to look like as an owner after the season is done. That is my first impression. Love to get your thoughts. Love to get your opinions, Dirtbag. So send it in to us for sure. San Francisco Giants, very interesting, because tremendous success with the Tennessee Volunteers. This week they had a practice. Fans showed up in droves. Stay. Don't go. We want you here. You're the man, which is totally understandable. I'd like to hear from Buster Posey what the thinking was on this, because this is not coaching, managing, navigating a season with college age players. This is navigating a season with season veterans with lots of egos, as every team does have. You know, what are you thinking on that, Nolan? That's a big step, college to the MLB with no experience, no familiarity. And that's a strong clubhouse.
Damn good coach at Tennessee.
Yeah, he was.
That's all I know. That's as much as I can comment. I mean, it's a totally different ballgame. Like, at the end of the day, I mean, it's still the same sport, but you go from managing children, 18 to 22, some being 23 or 24, depending on red shirts and stuff like that, to all of a sudden, all right, you're with the big boys. No minor leagues, just jump straight into it. Now you're dealing with men.
And you're not just doing baseball at college, right? You're doing the academics part of it and stuff like
that.
Wow. And maybe that's what he sold them on.
Wow.
Look at, I've been helping them. I know what you're thinking. I know what everybody's thinking and stuff like that. But you got to be realistic to it. That is part of the job.
Hey, we both played down there.
Yeah, I know. I know for sure it is. It's a business at the collegiate level, too. There's no questions about it.
That's it. And with the NIL deals and stuff like that, I get that you could almost say that it's a professional enterprise now. College sports, I'm talking, obviously. So yes, there were some players that were probably getting paid some good money on top of the scholarships, obviously, that they were receiving. But at the same time, this is millions upon millions of dollars for these grown men. That's what they're playing for. They're not going to show the same respect to this coach, I think, as a guy that had. Now, don't get me wrong. Obviously, he earned it.
Yeah.
He went in there and must have had a fantastic interview with Buster. He probably, I heard, who was it, Kratz or Pierzynski, I think, talking about it on theirs, saying he walked in and said, I'm the guy that's going to beat the Dodgers. And I'm like, well, that's how you, that must have been the conversation, obviously. They were kind of just assuming the same as we're assuming. But that had to have been the conversation, is who's going to be the best guy to beat the Dodgers, and obviously he presented it that way.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, at the end of the day, whether they're millionaire professional ball players or collegiate, it all does come down to the same thing, right? Do your job as an individual to help this team win. And if it's not with the San Francisco Giants moving forward, somebody's going to pay you. If you do your job and you're good enough, and that's all I expect from you, day in, day out, to be a true professional, you're going to get paid, because we will win. We will get the results. And whether it's the Giants or somebody else, they're going to hire you. They're going to sign you, and you're going to be taken care of. So to a degree, a large degree, it is. Like you said, it's baseball at the end of the day. You have to perform. You have to have the results if you want to stay in the game and you want to get paid. So, hey, exactly right. I mean, hey, I'm the guy that's going to beat the Dodgers. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to put the time in. I'm going to grind. I'm going to work. I've done it at the collegiate level. Now I'm going to do it at the pro level. So obviously you got the job done. Buster Posey, he is that person. He knows that he needs that leadership. So, hey, all the power to him, man. That's fantastic. Go run with it because it is a good team. It's a great team, and I have to assume they still have money, and they're going to go out and try to find the pieces to compete against the Dodgers, the Padres. Going to be interesting what they do in the offseason, but I can't see those guys going anywhere. They're in a good situation. They just got to find the right manager. Maybe easier said than done. Who knows? But AJ Preller is going to take care of it. There's no. I'm not too worried about that problem. He'll get it figured out, and it's going to be a battle. It's going to be those three teams again. Arizona's not going to go anywhere. They might. It'll be interesting to see what they decide to do. You know, you hear some rumblings with Ketel Marte and some different guys. Obviously, they're Gallen and Kelly, I think, are up this year.
Yep.
So they've got some work to do, too, to stay competitive, or maybe they go in a different direction. Who knows? Well, time will tell. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break. We're going to kick it off with the World Series.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. All right, let's get into it, Nolan. World Series. Los Angeles Dodgers versus the Toronto Blue Jays starts Friday night. How do we get here? Obviously, we know about the Dodgers. And they proved it right through. Manhandled Milwaukee Brewers. They look like a juggernaut. They should look like a juggernaut. They look rested. What does Toronto need to do? I don't think they can come out and play like they did the first two games against the Mariners and come back against the Dodgers. I think they got to come out and take care of Blake Snell on Friday night. They got to figure him out. And they're the best team in baseball at doing it. On the offensive side, they don't strike out. It's going to be interesting if they do against him. How they plan. How they project. I think that first game is huge against Blake Snell.
Here's the thing, right? I'm thinking about it. Obviously, the talk up here is Bo Bichette, right? Will he be ready? Is he healthy enough to play? My biggest concern is he Anthony Santander? Does he have the timing? Because he's taken multiple weeks off. So for him to go out there, you bat him in. I'm not batting him in the early spots in the lineup. I got to be honest with you. I'm batting the guys I've kind of rode with the whole way. Now, do I think he's a better bat than IKF, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa? Absolutely. I'm not sitting here saying otherwise. I'd be a fool if I did. Defensively, though, I'm taking IKF. Right now, I'm rocking Bo Bichette maybe in game one, purely because Snell's a lefty. But Bo's got to be healthy, and he's got to have his timing. Like, he's got to prove that in his second at-bat, third at-bat. He's not just up there swinging and hacking and missing. And that's an easier said than done task, obviously, when you're facing Blake Snell, who has just been masterclass in the playoffs for years, honestly. Like, I've never seen that guy. I mean, I'm sure he has, but I just can't remember a time that he's faltered in the playoffs. And so, anyways, I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying. Blake Snell has just been absolutely fantastic. He's been what they signed him for. He's gone out and just delivered in the playoffs. Like you said, rotation-wise, they're all healthy. No two ways about it. Best rotation in baseball since, what did they say, middle of August, beginning of August, something like that. Over the last basically 8 weeks, they've been the best rotation. And not even particularly close when you look at the stats and everything like that. So absolutely, do I think the Toronto Blue Jays have a better offense than the Dodgers? Yes. Do I think the Jays have enough offense to get to Blake Snell, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Tyler Glasnow, and then Shohei Ohtani game four? Going to be interesting. Toronto had the best home record in the regular season in the American League. So, I mean, all signs are pointing to it being a good battle. I like the way Toronto's constructed. Like you said, they don't strike out a lot, which is the good thing. Dodgers, they got some swing and miss in their game, obviously. Teoscar Hernandez, I'd say he's probably arguably the second biggest X factor coming back to Toronto. Obviously, he wants to perform. But at the same time, Kike Hernandez, obviously, he lives for these moments. Shohei Ohtani, you know dang well, he's probably going to... Well, I don't even know what Shohei's going to do, actually, now that I'm thinking about it out loud. Same as Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman, he's obviously come back to Canada. Not really a Canadian, but a Canadian at heart. Parents obviously Canadian people, right from the Toronto area, so obviously he's going to want to put on a show, especially since he's representing, as far as I know, representing Canada in the World Baseball Classic in March. Mookie Betts obviously has to continue hitting and playing good defense. I think it's going to be a good series. I got to assume it'll probably go six games, but I got the Dodgers winning in six.
Yeah, I look at it and I go, and the Jays lose it, and all the sports articles, I can see them right now, you know, bridesmaids again. Bridesmaids again, right?
Yep.
After the Shohei Ohtani 2 years ago and the Juan Soto last year. I mean, I can see sports writers already lining that up. I can see that. But before we get there, exactly right, to your point, Bo Bichette is a very, very interesting one. I mean, they've got the equipment behind the scenes to be able to get him enough reps in and stuff like that. It's not game situation. It's not the stress of a game situation, especially a World Series. I get that. He's going to need to have that figured out. My bigger thing with him is on the defense. I mean, Jimenez has come in there and done exactly what he was supposed to do.
Oh, Bo doesn't touch short.
He can't, and unfortunately... He can't play second. I don't think he can play second. He's never really done it. Or is he even willing to try to do it? And that means you got to put Springer in the outfield instead of the DH spot, because you might have to use Bo Bichette in the DH spot. So they've got a busy 2 days to figure this out. It's not easy for John Schneider and that staff to figure things out with Bo Bichette. He could be an X factor, second most hits, even though he didn't play all season, second most hits in all of baseball. So the hit ability is there. Is the health there? And you don't want to be fooling around in the World Series.
No.
Like, not against these Dodgers.
No.
Because just like the Jays can get you at the end of the game, as they proved all year long, so can the Dodgers. A lot of great things for the Jays and all those Jays fans out there listening and stuff like that. Obviously, you know it. Went from worst to first during this season in the AL East to win the AL East at the end of the day. Beat the Yankees. Beat the Mariners. Have home game advantage. There is a lot going in their direction. That stadium is insane right now. I think all of you American followers, Latin American followers, would agree with that. You could feel the energy coming through the TV. You could feel it. It's incredible, and it really is a whole nation. It's 41 million people cheering strong. They're at hockey games, for God's sakes, showing the game on the Jumbotrons at hockey games.
Well, it's funny. Yeah,
stopping
games. I was just about to comment on that. They literally had to rearrange the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Toronto Raptors games just to accommodate for the Toronto Blue Jays being in the World Series, obviously. They said, Leafs, sorry, we know you're the big ticket in Toronto. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Y'all suck. Year after year, the Leafs have perennially sucked.
Absolutely.
So, Blue Jays time, baby.
And for every kid in America, Canada, that just like Nolan, Braden, haven't had the privilege of seeing the Blue Jays in the World Series, I'm so excited for them. I really am, because I was around for the first two in 92 and 93. I lived it, and it stays with you. It really does stay with you. That's why you want to win the World Series wherever you are. So for a country, it's unbelievable right now to be here. You're seeing Blue Jays everywhere. Everywhere. It's exciting. Obviously, outside of Dodger Nation in Japan, I think I'm seeing all kinds of social media. Hey, we're not necessarily Blue Jays fans, but you have to beat the Dodgers.
Oh, I have to.
From Yankees fans to everybody else, they're like, you have to beat the Dodgers.
Well, I think it's because every fan of baseball kind of knows that the writing's on the wall if they don't.
I think so.
Like, I don't think it's an overly complicated thing. If the Dodgers lose the World Series, at least there's still going to be competitive teams in free agency. If the Dodgers win the World Series, I'm sorry, with all due respect, what NL team is going out there and signing Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber, Kyle Tucker, Framber Valdez, like the big ticket free agents? I mean, heck, you got the two Japanese guys being posted this offseason, like, and everybody has already connected them. All right, Dodgers.
Well, we said it, right? You saw the Dodgers beat the Brewers, and I said it to you, Nolan. I'll say it to all you dirtbags. I was really surprised that Dave Roberts made the comment that he made, because it's that fine line of balance. And he said, well, the Dodgers said they're ruining baseball or whatever, and that, let's go win four more and ruin baseball. I was really, honestly surprised that he came right out and said that. I get that he's fired up. I get that it wears you down. It grinds you down hearing all that stuff over and over and over again. And you do want to just release it. But Dave Roberts is a seasoned MLB lifer. And when he broke down and said that, I was like, ooh.
You must be a big fan of basketball.
Wow.
That's all that I can think of, is he must be a big fan of basketball.
Yeah.
Because that's an unwatchable product led by super teams and teams just going out there buying all the best players. And case in point.
And that's why baseball has gotten so big. That's why it still is that national sport juggernaut. And that's why people are so fired up all over the place, because they've seen it in basketball. And they're losing fans because of it. That's just the simple truth. They're losing fans because of it. People don't want to see that. They just want to see good competitive. Sure, if you're the Dodgers in this case, or the Lakers, or whatever it is, you're excited. For sure you're excited. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's a no-brainer you're excited. But if you're not, it's not just a little bit of, hey, we're the New England Patriots on a dynasty. It's not that perception at all.
No.
No.
Not even close.
So let's talk about it, right? That's not what baseball needs. That they've got a lot of working parts that they got to figure out. Like we talked about last week, your Tampa Bay Rays. What's going to happen with the Rays? Where do they go? What do we need? A little bit of rumblings about maybe potential two more teams in expansion. They've got to have a really good, solid product for businesses to invest in that. And I go back to the Suzuki. There's another yellow flag for me going to a red flag one-year contract.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's like saying...
Oh, that's a slap in the face.
Yeah, that's like saying we're not doing anything until we're done with 2026. If I'm Mike Trout, I'm very disappointed to hear that.
Well, the quote from Moneyball is basically a one-year contract to a manager is the same as a one-year contract to a player. We don't have any faith in you.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. Like, that's the approach that I'm taking if I'm Kurt Suzuki. It's, hey, man, this is trial by fire. You're thrown into a dumpster fire of a team with no prospects, no great players. Like, obviously, Trout's a great player, but Trout needs to stay healthy. And they got some good upcoming players, but still, it's like, okay, you're giving me breadcrumbs to work with here if you're Suzuki. But no, I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying, though, because, yeah, it is not a dynasty-driven sport. Like, the Yankees of the 90s and 2000s, they're the last team to go back-to-back. That better be the way it is this year, so... Anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here with the curtain call questions.
Big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount, and then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, here's a great, and it just totally makes sense. Curtain call questions coming in right, left, and center from our American followers and stuff like that. They want to know, is this a Canada versus USA World Series? For us, you and me, they're asking. Or is this simply a baseball Toronto Blue Jays versus the Los Angeles Dodgers for you?
Call it what it is. It's North America versus Los Angeles Dodgers. Like, heck, you see the map of the fans rooting for the Milwaukee Brewers in the last series. You could ask 99% of Americans that have any sort of baseball knowledge to name, like Pat Murphy said, name 8 players on our team. Guarantee they couldn't do it. People are still rooting for the Brewers to beat the Dodgers. Same as this. Like you said, you got Yankees fans reaching out saying, Blue Jays, please whoop their butts. Simple as that to me. It's a North America versus the small region of Hollywood. And whoever wants to be a bandwagon Dodgers fan. Because that's the way that I'm looking at it. End of the day, it ain't Canada versus America. Not in my opinion for this.
I'm thinking exactly the same way. I'm just a baseball guy. At the end of the day, this is simply and purely baseball. And I think I love the question coming in. I really do. And I understand, I think, why it's coming in. It's more hockey related when we think Canada versus the USA, because that's what it's built up to the last little while, with the Russians not being around as much in that competition, those world competitions and stuff like that. But on the baseball side of things, it's, yes, it's the whole country cheering for the Blue Jays. No question about it. But it really is just a baseball thing. It's the Blue Jays versus the Dodgers. Like we touched on at the first of the show or whatever, and that, yes, Shohei was in the final stages with the Blue Jays, goes to the Dodgers. We lose out on him. Juan Soto, same thing. Vladdy Guerrero, we got him signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah, the Juan Soto thing, I'm not overly disappointed on.
No.
The Shohei thing, obviously, everybody and their mother would be disappointed that Shohei Ohtani doesn't sign with their team. Shohei's a unicorn. Juan Soto, they paid him unicorn money. He ain't a unicorn.
Nope.
Like, and that's no disrespect. Obviously, the guy posted good numbers this year. What, 40 bombs, 30 stolen bases? Like, absolutely, you'd take that on your team. End of the day, he's not a $700 million player. Like, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he goes out there, signs his 14-5, right? Would I take Vladdy over him in a heartbeat? Yep. After watching what Vladdy just did, no questions asked.
And seeing how much he cares about the country
that's kind of the encompassing thing that I'm trying to get at.
Absolutely. Because
yeah, he's come up with the organization. Realistically, he put Toronto on a map. People came to play with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette.
And I think even after watching that championship against the Mariners and him doing his talk, you and I even changed, because we've been very hard on him, like a lot of people over the years, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But his maturity is coming through now, his leadership. Hearing George Springer, hearing every single player on that team, Max Scherzer, for God's sakes, Hall of Famer, the way they speak about him and the maturity they're seeing in him, and just the love of the Blue Jays and everybody involved in the Blue Jays and his undying true commitment to them. Yes, he had to hold out for the 500. Every player does. But at the end of the day, he signed with the team that signed him originally, basically for life.
Yeah.
So that speaks volumes in itself, both from Ed Rogers, the owner of the Toronto Blue Jays, as well as Vlad Jr. and everybody else involved in those negotiations. But, I mean, his playoffs, obviously, the numbers are there. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. And that whole lineup, my goodness. Guys that are not household names that the most of you listeners wouldn't even have a clue. Hopefully you've been watching the games and you're starting to go, oh my God, these guys can actually play baseball at the major league level.
Ernie Clement, unbelievable. Nathan Lucas.
Unbelievable.
Guys like that just no business being up in the major leagues in a prominent role in the playoffs. And yet here they are, biggest stage, batting in the two hole. And both hitting well over what they should be hitting.
And
timely hits, clutch hits, not striking out. Like, that's the biggest thing, man. To me, I mean, you're getting the guys that really just bought in. And you hear the way that Gausman talks about it. You hear the way that, like you said, a lot of those older veterans, especially American veterans, they're loving it. And they're like, hey, man, like, we love it up here. Canada, you're supporting us the whole nine yards, right? They're 100% behind it. And that's kind of the way that we look at it. It's not Canada versus America, even though that's the narrative that they're going to try and push out. Common sense says, hey, no, like, people just don't want to see the Dodgers win. At the end of the day, that's what I think about as a baseball fan, is people don't want to see the Dodgers win because the Dodgers built the super team. Like we said, that's not what baseball is built upon.
Well, let's go and touch on it. $100 million on the IL. $100 million the Dodgers have on the IL.
$1 billion in deferred.
Exactly.
Kick that in too.
And Milwaukee had $122 million payroll.
Yep.
They don't have a chance to miss, have a guy injured,
no,
have him rest and get healthy and stuff like that. Like we talked about last week, those guys are healthy because they were able to just do what they needed to do and be ready for October.
Yeah.
As everybody has said, they're built for October. No question about it. And again, we'll say it again. The Dodgers have done what has been allowed to be done under the Major League Baseball present
CBA.
So
not a knock on them.
Hats off to them.
Not a knock on them.
Hats off to them. They deserve to be back there again. Whether you like them or you don't, they deserve to be back there again. Shohei does nothing all series. Then all of a sudden, 3 home runs, 6 innings, 10 Ks. Yes, you're right. As everybody has said, he's the unicorn. Yeah, I'm excited, but do I want to see him beat the Blue Jays? No, I don't, but I also want to see what he can do. I love seeing it. It for sure it's exciting. I'm a baseball guy at the end of the day. Would I love him to be on the Blue Jays? For sure I'd love him to be on the Blue Jays. But like you said, every fan out there should love him to be on there. On the other side of it, you just made a comment this week that you read. The Dodgers have already paid for his contract. We spoke about that openly the whole time they were going through that. The Blue Jays have already paid for Vladimir Guerrero's contract. George Springer, he hits the home run. He's built for it. That just covered his $168 million because they just went out and bought a million bazillion Springer jerseys to wear. It all worked out in the end. So like you said, the Paul Skeens out there, Pittsburgh, back it up and get it done.
Yeah.
That's the guy that's going to bring in players to your program. And if you do that with him, the rest of the league and players will have belief in you.
And he's publicly said, I want to stay a Pittsburgh Pirate for career.
For sure.
Give him that $1 billion.
You know, who else? You can go down the list. Each team has those players. Or if you don't, when they come up for free agency, and everybody wants to come up for free agency basically now.
I was going
to
say, case in point, look at your Julio Rodriguez a few years back when he signed what could potentially become an 18-year, $500 million deal.
Yeah.
Like they signed him to that at, what, 21, 22?
Yes.
No messing about. Just get her done. That way it's taken care of. Bobby Witt Jr. taken care of.
Like Orioles. They had
Samuel
a blip
Basalo.
Of a, yeah, they had
he's
a
already signed.
Blip of a season this year or whatever and that. It's but just a blip.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if they're getting a deal done with Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, Nadley Rutschman this offseason. Like those are the three guys that they know are established at the major leagues. Catcher's a little bit different, but still.
Or maybe they got to trade Rutschman or whatever for those pitchers because we know they need pitchers.
Yeah.
So maybe that's an option, right?
Yeah.
But at least they've got those options. But it's not about backing it up and spending billions of dollars. It's about backing it up for, you've got all the information. You've got it. You know what they can do physically. Sure, there's always injuries. There's always going to be injuries. And that's what the Dodgers have done. They've safety netted all that type of stuff. They know the wear and tear. They've got it. They're excellent, phenomenal at it. Don't be afraid to be them. You don't have to go as extreme. But everybody can do that. And again, like we've always said, you know, I think it's going to be a salary floor when it's all done. I might be wrong. Who knows? But I think maybe a salary floor for the bottom to show that, hey, we are a league. We're accountable as owners, but we got to get rid of the deferred payments. We can't be doing that. That's great that the players want to do that. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Long after your career, you're getting paid tens of millions of dollars every year?
And you have a day named after you, even though it's Canada Day?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you do that? That's a no-brainer. But that's bad business. Not for the Dodgers. Not really for the Blue Jays. Not for the Yankees, the Red Sox. But for a lot of those teams, it potentially is that.
Yeah.
And it's bad for Major League Baseball, too. Because now, Artie Moreno, let's just say he wanting to sell it for a few years, right? If he's got all these deferred payments, let's say, I'm looking at that as a potential owner coming in, and oh my God, I already got these problems. He made his money back on the first 2-3 years, hopefully, of the contract. But now we're the ownership, Nolan, or dirtbags, and we got to worry about the back end. The injuries, when they're not performing and you're not getting those sales and those crowds to the stadium, right? Or maybe getting into the World Series. So it's bad business. That's what that comes down to. And I think everybody has to realize that. And as fans, we do control that, because at the end of the day, if they just decide to strike after 2026, they're going to say, sorry, we're doing it for you. We're doing it for you. And all the PR that they always have done. But no, we're the fans. We pay for everything. So yes, there's no game if you don't have the highest level players playing in a pro sport. But equally, we are in the people business. That's what they're in, the people business. So if you're not happy, you can stand up and say, no, no. Let's make a stand before it even happens, just to show them that we're serious. If you go on strike, if you do not get this figured out, we're not showing up now, ahead of time. And that's what I'm worried about, Nolan. I think you'll see that in National League parks. Look at your St. Louis Cardinals. What was it, like your lowest draw ever almost this year?
Yeah, Busch Stadium 3.
They're already doing it.
Yeah.
So
the fans, absolutely, they should be boycotting Cardinals games.
And if you're a National League fan, you're probably doing that, right? You're probably going, well, we're not going to get anywhere. We're not going to the playoffs anyways, or even if we do, we're just going to get beat by the Dodgers.
Yeah.
The American League is totally different because they got a chance to get to the World Series. That's the difference we're talking about, dirtbags. And that's what I'm scared about. I don't want baseball to go on strike. I don't want it. I want it figured out. That's why we're talking about it now, getting ahead. Yes, we have the World Series. Be excited about it. We're excited about it. You're darn right we're pumped up about it. But we're also excited about baseball and the amount of talent that's around this league and every team. So get it figured out. Talk about it now. Do something. You've got to be able to do something right now. As Tony Clark and Mr. Commissioner. So please get going right now. Enjoy the World Series, but get down to business.
Or just step away.
Maybe that too. You might be right. I don't know. It's not an easy job for either one of them.
No.
It's not an easy job. But they have to get down to business and do it, because it's right there in front of them. But enough of that. We are, no question about it, excited about that World Series for all the reasons we said. There is electric players on both teams, electric pitchers. We got Max Scherzer at the end of the career, basically. It's all there. Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break with Nolan's final thought.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't think we need a final thought. Let's be honest. Last week of the playoffs, we're in the World Series. If you're not excited for this, I just don't know what you're doing. Like, it's baseball. We're at that time. The Fall Classic is here. How can you not be excited? Get together with the buddies. Grab your popcorn. Grab your beers. Grab your peanuts. Do what you got to do. Sit down. Enjoy it. It's going to be amazing. That's all I got to say.
No question. Couldn't agree more. We talk about it way back in March when it all gets rolling. And we're here now. We're here now. There's no question. If you're a baseball fan, just like Nolan said, and we know you are, Dirtbags, you're going to enjoy it. You should enjoy it. We love the fact, if you're not a Dodgers fan, that you're rooting for the Blue Jays. No question. A little bit of home cooking, if you will, or whatever. And that, like I said, I'm a Yankees fan at the end of the day. Grew up on them and stuff like that. But obviously, we live not too far from Toronto and that. So sure, when it's the home team, you love them too. There's no question. So, little bit of bias on ours. All the other Jays fans out there, obviously you Dodgers fans out there, we wish you the best of luck as well. You got to be excited about it. You get a different team than the Yankees. Maybe you were looking for the Yankees. I don't know. Nolan doesn't know, but you got the Blue Jays, and it's a good club. I hope they go out and play. They don't have the experience that the Dodgers have, obviously, but I hope they go out there and continue to play just like they have, because it should really, really be a fun series, a great series. And like Nolan said, just sit down, saddle up, and get ready for the ride, because that's the bottom line. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough, as always, for being a part of the nation. You have questions, send them to us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We guarantee to answer you, help you navigate your baseball journey as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, whatever it is, we will do our very best to help you. You've got that guarantee. Again, servicemen and women, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do so we can do what we do. Thank you is never enough. So, unfortunately, though, everybody, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.